Well, hello and welcome. Hope you're having a great weekend and I hope you are well. It's certainly very, very hot out there at the moment. My computer says it's 28 degrees C. It's also been flashing up with warnings that it's been hitting record temperatures. My weather station has only been reading 26 degrees C, so I'm not sure quite who's right, but I know it's been very warm. I've been out there doing a few bits and it is getting pretty warm. Now, I'm doing this podcast early because of the weather. What I want to do, I've got a live show to do between 6 and 7.30, of course. Then after that, I want to water the garden and walk my dog when it's just a little bit cooler. You know, I've got to prioritise certain things and, you know, I haven't taken Roxy for a walk today. So when it's cooler is very important to me. Anyway, what have we been up to this weekend? We've actually had a really good, productive weekend. I headed down to the allotment really early yesterday, and I did have a few tasks lined up for me. I wanted to get into the greenhouse and do a bit of tidying up there, which I did, but I forgot to take any string with me, so a little bit lacking on that front, but never mind. Once I finished the greenhouse, really, a friend of mine had came along and having a chat to her. She's a listener on the podcast as well. Having a chat to her, and she gave me a hand just clearing out a few beds in the allotment. Cleared out a lot of weeds, and it actually really was quite nice working with someone, chatting away, clearing out lots of weeds. We've got a lot more done than I would usually say, just because we were chatting. So, yeah, really happy with that. And then I also took the opportunity to plant out a shark's fin melon and a pumpkin plant, which all seem to be growing pretty strong. So happy with what I've done down on the allotment yesterday. Now, today I was tackling stuff at home. Unfortunately, because of the hot weather, it's not so easy to go out and do anything too early. My neighbours, you know, I don't think it's right to make noise before 8:30, shall we say. So I try and be quiet because of those. I do a few things, don't get me wrong, especially during the week, but I just think, especially on a Sunday morning, they want a bit of peace and quiet. So I try not to do anything too quiet. The trouble is my back garden faces to the east, so it gets hot early in the morning, but my front garden is facing to the west, so we get quite a bit of shade to about midday. So I was out in the front garden clearing away a few weeds, watering the pots, and I've actually had to pot up some of my fruit trees and bushes. A lot of my front garden does involve trees and bushes, so an apple tree has gone into a bigger pot, a currant bush has gone into a bigger pot, basically just making a bit more, but giving them a bit more space to grow and flourish. And also I do want to get all my plants out the front into bigger pots at some point. I'm just looking around to try and find the right ones. Now, after that, I went out the back to sow my kohlrabi. And this is something I want to talk about today because kohlrabi was part of the gift pack that I sent out this month. Now, kohlrabi is probably a vegetable not many people have really heard of. It's very alien looking when it grows, but I actually think it's a real gem in the garden. And if you've never tried growing it yet, you are in for a real treat. So how do we grow kohlrabi from seed? It's really quite straightforward. You start by preparing a well-draining soil bed or a large container. Kohlrabi prefers full sun, so choose a really sunny spot in your garden or on your patio. And then we sow the seeds directly in the soil, about a centimetre deep. Ensure you have enough space, of course, between them. They want about 10 centimetres of space when we first sow the seeds. Easier said than done, I know. Cover them back over and water them in. Now, as the seedlings emerge, we do need to thin them out to give them a spacing of about 15 centimetres between each plant. This will give them enough space for each bulbous stem to develop. Personally, I like to let them grow on before I start thinning them up, so they actually, when you thin them out, you get decent thinnings from them. Just keep the soil consistently moist, not waterlogged, just consistently moist throughout the growing season. Now, kohlrabi is known for its rapid growth. It will grow really quite quickly, and you'll notice the stems starting to form within just a few weeks. When they reach about 2 to 3 inches, which is 5 to 7.5 centimeters in diameter, it's time to harvest. They're quite small plants. You just simply cut the stem above the soil level and you get this bulbous stem, this alien looking bulbous stem. And that is what you want, is, and you're ready to enjoy your kohlrabi. Now, kohlrabi is a really unique vegetable. It's a member of a brassica family, which includes obviously the cabbage, the broccoli and kale. So it does benefit from a bit of lime added to the soil as well. It is believed to have originated in Europe, where its name actually means cabbage turnip in German, which is funny because I'm not keen on turnips. I much prefer kohlrabi over turnips. Now, kohlrabi has been cultivated for centuries and has gained popularity for its crisp texture and mild sweet flavour. It's an excellent source of vitamin C and K as well as dietary fibre, making it a really nutritious addition to any meal. Now, talking of any meal, in the kitchen, kohlrabi can be enjoyed in various ways. You can eat it raw by slicing or grating into salads for a refreshing crunch, or it can be steamed, roasted or stir-fried, adding delightful flavour and texture to your dishes. And don't forget to utilise the tender kohlrabi leaves as well, which can be cooked and used in a similar way to other leafy greens. So whether you're a seasoned grower or gardener, a beginner, kohlrabi is a fantastic vegetable to grow. Its unique appearance and versatility in the kitchen really do make it stand out. So give it a try. If you haven't sown yours already, give it a try. You will not be disappointed. Well, that brings us to the end of this today's podcast. Bit of a short one, but I've got lots to do. Tomorrow we are celebrating. Well, actually, it was yesterday, our 10-year anniversary, but I'm doing it on the podcast tomorrow. It's been really interesting reflecting over the last 10 years of doing the podcast and what we've done in all this time. So, yeah, really, really happy with things, I've got to say. Right, guys, you take care, and I will speak to you again next time.